From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A suicide bomber has killed at least 33 people in an attack in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say more than 100 others were wounded in the attack in Jalalabad. The attacker set off a blast outside a bank where government employees were gathered to collect their salaries. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. President Ghani called the incident horrific as he announced Islamic State militants had taken credit. He referred to the group as Daesh, an acronym for its name in Arabic. The Taliban had earlier denied responsibility for the bombing, calling it an evil act. Elsewhere, Australian police arrested five teenagers suspected of plotting an Islamic State-inspired terrorist attack next week. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the teens were planning to attack police on a special military memorial day.
The act that we believe was in preparation involved attacks against police officers on Anzac Day. That's as much as we can say at this stage, except for this, that we believe that the attack was inspired by, or the potential attack was inspired by the Daesh death cult in the Middle East.
April 25th marks 100 years since Australian and New Zealand army troops landed on the Turkish peninsula of Gallipoli during World War I. Officials say all of those linked to the potential attack were 18 or 19. The teens had links to Abul Numan Haider, a suspected Islamic State supporter who was shot dead by police in Melbourne last year. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has sharply criticized the Saudi-led airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Speaking at Iran's National Army Day ceremony, Rouhani said the Saudis had planted the seeds of hatred in the hearts of people in Yemen and would suffer the consequences of their actions. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, previously called the Saudi-led campaign in Yemen a genocide and a crime. Iran is believed to back the Shiite Houthi rebels with both military and financial support. That's something that Tehran denies. Also Saturday, Saudi Arabia pledged to provide the entire $274 million the United Nations had requested for emergency humanitarian assistance in Yemen. The UN says at least 150,000 people have been displaced by the conflict, while more than 700 have died since the Saudi-led coalition began airstrikes 3 weeks ago. In a sharp change of his recent rhetoric, Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his country needs to work with the United States on a common agenda. In an interview Saturday with the Russia One television channel, Mr. Putin said, despite disagreements on several issues on the international stage, the two countries also share many common interests. President Putin said that making the world economy more democratic, measured, and balanced is one common item on a U.S.-Russia agenda. The Russian president said both countries have interests in non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, combating organized crime, terrorism, and fighting poverty. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to emphasize America's commitment to fighting climate change. Mr. Obama said that 2014 was the planet's warmest year on record, and the world is looking to the United States to lead in battling global warming.
And the fact that the climate is changing has very serious implications for the way we live now. Stronger storms, deeper droughts, longer wildfire seasons. The world's top climate scientists are warning us that a changing climate already affects the air our kids breathe.
The U.S. leader said he will observe Earth Day Wednesday at Florida's Everglades, a location he described as one of the most special places in our country. However, the president added that rising sea levels are putting the national treasure at risk. An all-day Earth Day rally and concert has attracted massive crowds to the National Mall here in Washington. Usher, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Common, and Train are among those performing during the Global Citizen 2015 Earth Day concert. The rally is a joint initiative with the Global Poverty Project to end extreme poverty. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.